Then, shivering, though the atmosphere of the room was terribly hot, he drew himself up and glanced at the clock. It was 12:20. He put the box back, shutting the cabinet doors as he did so, and went into his bedroom. As midnight was striking bronze blows upon the dusky air, Dorian Gray dressed commonly, and with a muffler wrapped round his throat, crept quietly out of the house. In Bond Street he found a hansom with a good horse. He hailed it, and in a low voice gave the driver an address. The man shook his head.
"It is too far for me," he muttered.
"Here is a sovereign for you," said Dorian.